Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. He joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, Wade Ford. And Joe, here we go. You are about to be a weekly fixture here. Baseball season is upon us.
Joe!
Yeah, it kind of crept up on us, right? Like, it seemed like we were just waiting for so long this offseason, and it's like it came in a flash. So, I'm happy to be talking with you guys every week. Always enjoy it, and just can't wait for baseball to be back.
Yeah, but before we get into that, how have you been, man? We haven't talked to you in a while. What's changed? What's new in your life?
I know, it's crazy. Like, in COVID, we're all just kind of separated. You don't really know what's going on with your coworkers and things like that. It's been good. I mean, it was a long winter, you know, just kind of waiting for my beat to leave baseball and soccer to kind of get going. But very optimistic that both of these leagues are about to finally get going here.
You know what, speaking of optimism, Jason Kipnis, he was signed earlier this week, last week. You know, basically the league minimum. Dude, how realistic is it that he's going to make this team?
I think it's pretty realistic because when you look at what the Braves have on their bench right now, it is very weak. They basically plowed all the resources they have into this team, into the guys who are going to be starting day to day. So if you're a guy like Jason Kipnis, I think you look at this opportunity as a great chance to make a major league ball club. The Braves have signed him on a minor league deal right now, so he will get his minimum if he makes the team. So it's a good deal for him because he's got a great shot to make it. And I think for the Braves, you look at a guy who's a two-time All-Star in the past. Obviously, you're not looking for that kind of return when you sign someone like him late in his career. But I think that he could prove out to be a very serviceable player. And he's so versatile. He can play, he's played most of his career in middle infield, but he's played a few games in center field. He's played, here and there. So can really be a versatile guy. He'll be a guy that fits well in the Braves clubhouse. So I think that it's just – no real downside risk to this. It's all upside.
All right. Let's talk about what moves AA still has to make. It appears now with spring training upon us that, any hopes of a major trade at this point probably are not going to happen. But there's still, some movement here, especially in one area, and that's the bullpen. Mark Melancon signs with the Padres, so that leaves you with Shane Green is out there. You have Will Smith. You have A.J. Minter, and we'll go with that. A.J.'s gotten his game kind of under control the way he pitched last year as opposed to kind of the wildness it was A.J. Minter in the past. So we'll go with that. I mean, if you're looking at Joe at 6, 7, 8, 9, or at least at 7, 8, 9 for roles, are you comfortable with Will Smith in that 9 role, or are you looking for Tuki Toussaint to be a setup guy possibly, or Sean Newcomb to join that, or do you got to go out and sign Shane Green? What happens with the bullpen?
So it's a very interesting question. I do think that this bullpen, as we talk about it right now, you can label it as incomplete. But I don't think that it's incomplete at the top of that bullpen. I'm very comfortable with a guy like Will Smith being the closer. He was a very successful closer in 2019 for the Giants. He was paid like a closer was when the Braves signed him last year as a free agent. He struggled last year because he got COVID during the Braves spring training or summer training, if you want to call it. Totally disrupted his flow, his preparation for the season. I don't think he ever kind of got right, even though he was actually pitching very well and missing a bunch of bats and doing basically everything that you want to see from him was there, except he was giving up the home run ball late last year. So I think I'm still very confident with him. I think you're likely to see kind of Chris Martin be the eighth inning guy, Chris Martin and A.J. Minter kind of be that lefty-righty late-inning guy to set up Will Smith. And I also think Tyler Matthews is going to come back and be a really, really good reliever just like he was last year. I think that people are a little worried that he will kind of revert back to some form of mediocrity or kind of revert back to the mean a little bit. But I don't see why, with kind of the mental issues that he has, set aside, got behind him, I don't see why he shouldn't, be at least close to where he was last year, which was excellent. So I think the Braves are pretty much set at the top. I think at the bottom, when you lose guys like Shane Green, who is kind of a luxury to have, in that kind of area of the bullpen last year, that's where you don't have the strength that you did last year when the bullpen was one of the best in baseball. But I think right now, this is my personal opinion, I think it makes more sense to go through this spring and see what you have in guys like Carl Edwards Jr., who the Braves signed to a minor league deal as well. See what you have in some of these young guys, Kyle Muller, Patrick Weigel, any of these guys, Tucker Davidson, I know he's a starter, but you can use Tukey Toussaint. Maybe he comes in and is a nice bullpen arm for you. I think the Braves really should see what they have in these guys. Sean Newcomb as well should definitely be in that conversation. Waskar Yanoa. There's a lot of guys they can cycle through to kind of see what they need. And I think it makes sense to then address that issue later in the season, whether that's after spring training or into the season, because then you can really see where the fault lines are in that bullpen and you can really address it with a more targeted sense.
As far as the batting order this upcoming season, do you foresee any big changes? Are we going to still see Freddie Freeman in the two-hole?
I think that's kind of the one question, but I would not expect to see him in the two-hole unless Major League Baseball comes down with this kind of late decision that some people seem to be anticipating that the DH could be back. I'm not optimistic that that's the case, although I will admit that it is very possible that, it is within MLB's, jurisdiction to do that, to bring in the DH as they want, but I don't expect it. So if it's not there, I would not expect to see Freddie Freeman in the two hole. I think the reason they liked him there was because, one, it got him more at bats, but also he wasn't batting two spots away from the pitcher, which is like an automatic out. So I would expect him to see him back in the three hole unless we get the DH. And I think that two hole hitter will be kind of a battle between whether it's going to be regularly Ozzie Albies or Dansby Swanson. There's a little battle we could watch out for in spring training.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. He's on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, talking about the Braves. Let's go back to the pitchers for a second. Real quick here, and then I want to ask you a question. Mike Soroka, what is the latest that you're hearing about an anticipated kind of arrival time for him to be back in the rotation?
Well, his rehab is apparently, according to Alex Anthopoulos, has gone extremely well. He's been at the facility, at the stadium, working out. Alex says he sees him every time he's over there. So that's great to hear. And he should be back relatively soon in the season. Obviously, we don't know exactly, but I would expect to see him back early May. I would expect to see him miss about a month of the season, so maybe a handful of starts, something like that. There is an issue where if there is no DH like we're expecting, then running the bases and doing that kind of thing, considering he had an Achilles injury, maybe that sets him back a little bit more, but I would not expect to see him missing a significant chunk of the season.
All right, so at the moment, here's your rotation. Max Fried, Ian Anderson, Charlie Morton at the top, and then, of course, Mike Soroka obviously works into that. But at the moment, you start the season with Fried, Anderson, and Morton, 1, 2, 3. That leaves you 4 and 5. Is that automatically Kyle Wright and Bryce Wilson, or is it Drew Smyly, or do Nuke and Tukey have a shot at getting their names into this? How does that work?
I would be shocked if Nuke or Tukey are kind of honestly even just like given an opportunity to get themselves into one of these roles, just because the Braves have kind of a stable of guys who are ready to go. I would think that Drew Smyly is kind of going to be locked into this rotation, barring some kind of catastrophe that happens in spring training. The Braves are very high on him. They think that he's going to just continue to improve since he had his Tommy John surgery a couple of years ago. They expect him to get better. So I really see this as down to one spot, and I think that spot's going to be a battle between Kyle Wright and Bryce Wilson. Honestly, my dark horse in all of this, I mentioned him a little while ago in regards to the bullpen, but he can start as well, as Waskar Yanoa. I think that he's the guy who is not talked about nearly enough, because when he pitched last year, Brian Snicker, I felt like every time we met with him, he would have that look on his face like, wow, that kid impressed me, and he didn't expect it. So I would keep an eye on him, but I think that Bryce Wilson and Kyle Wright are going to be the two names to really watch. I think those are going to be the guys who are kind of battling it out for that spot. And, Bryce Wilson doesn't have a ton of experience at the major league level, but he has some of the best experience you can have, which is coming into a huge postseason game like he did last year and pitching amazing in it. I think that will do wonders for what he could potentially do this year.
Well, I want to finish if I can, Joe. I want to go back to the DH. You mentioned that, you know, Major League Baseball could flip-flop right before the season. Let's say that they do. Your bench right now includes Ender Inciarte, Johan Camargo. What would the Braves be inclined? Let's say that, just for the sake of argument, the Major League Baseball comes out and says, you know what? Okay, fine, DH. What do the Braves do then? Do they, because you got Pache in center, you've got Ender as a, kind of the defensive replacement, we assume, for Ozuna in late innings. Do you start Ender in center and move Pache to left? Do you put Drew Waters in left to give him a chance? Do you let Ozuna stay in left? What do you do?
Yeah, you have a lot of options if you're Brian Snicker. You're definitely looking at that outfield, right? You could bring in Johan Camargo. You could even potentially move Austin Riley's played in the outfield. You could move him to the outfield and play Johan Camargo in the infield or somebody else. There are lots of different options they could go to. And I'm glad you brought up the Drew Waters name, because I think if you're him, maybe a couple of years ago, you were kind of looking at this situation developing at the major league level with the Braves and kind of wondering, like, how am I going to fit in here? I think if you're Drew Waters right now, you're probably looking at this like, okay, I can see where the path for me is to get to the major league level. I don't know if that is going to happen this year. In an optimistic scenario, I think it is possible, like a mid-season type of coming up to the major league level. But, you know, I think that you got to be optimistic if you're him, that you have a spot in this outfield, at least in the not so distant future. But it would be interesting. I think it would probably be just a game to game decision, but with Brian Snicker able to kind of manage minutes and use the DH like he did last year to kind of spread around the rest.
Yeah, it's going to be a big spring training for some individual players, Joe and Hugh. And one of them was Drew Waters. You've got to have a big spring training. And really impress people. And if they have the DH, maybe he starts with the big club. We'll see. Joe, thanks much. Do appreciate.
You the man, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.